Former U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has just released his memoirs of his time in both the Bush and Obama White Houses. It's called Duty, Memoirs of a Secretary at War. In it, Gates writes about situations in China, the Middle East, and Russia. Gates, who holds a Ph.D. in Russian and Soviet history, and who writes in Duty that he viewed Vladimir Putin as a stone-cold killer, says that he has been watching Russia once more with a close eye.
I think the key thing is to remember that this is part of a broader strategy that he has of trying to create a pro-Russian bloc among the states of the former Soviet Union that became independent after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And in his view, those states, whether it's Georgia or Ukraine or Belarus or anybody else, really doesn't have the right to choose which countries and alliances they want to align themselves with. They need to, in effect, report to Moscow. So we've seen this movie before in the sense of the invasion of Georgia in 2008, pressures put on Armenia and Moldova and others. So this is part of a much larger strategy, and the biggest concern is that you now have had, for the first time since World War II in Europe, a forcible land grab. And the question is whether it's allowed to stand or what the response of Europe and the United States will be.
Gates says there are other events that he's watching. Some of those, he adds, have not necessarily received wide media attention.
Well, I think there are a number of flashpoints. People are need to remember what's going on in Syria, the fact that there are now probably something on the order of 140,000 people who have been killed there in the civil war, and it has the potential to spread throughout the Middle East, this conflict between Sunnis and Shia, between authoritarians and reformers, between Islamists and secularists. I think that we're seeing China behave more aggressively in the East China Sea vis-a-vis Japan, in the South China Sea with respect to a number of their neighbors there in terms of making exaggerated claims for economic benefit. And then you're seeing a very unpredictable leader in North Korea. So, you know, we would like to get on with domestic affairs and pay attention only to what's going on here at home. Unfortunately, the rest of the world, as we pull back, that vacuum is not being filled by good guys or by democracies, but it's being filled by people who are dissatisfied with the current state of affairs and determined to change it one way or another.
Asked if he feels that the U.S. military is prepared to meet the challenges of current global situations, Gates says that he's confident that the military could respond adequately today. The future, on the other hand, he says, is another matter.
A few months or a year or so from now, I'm not so sure, given the level of the cuts that are taking place and the way the cuts are being administered. One of the challenges of sequestration, for example, one of the reasons it's so stupid is that it doesn't prioritize. So when sequestration is in effect, as it was before and could be again, it requires you to cut the most important thing you're doing at the same level you cut the least important thing you're doing. So you have no choices in terms of making sensible decisions. But beyond that, when the Congress tells the Defense Department it can't touch personnel costs, which represent a third to a half of the budget, when they can't close superfluous facilities, when they can't cut certain programs, then what you're left with are cuts to operations, maintenance, and training, and that's military effectiveness. And that's what leads you straight to the kind of hollow military we had in the late 1970s.
The book is Duty, Memoirs of a Secretary at War by Robert M. Gates, published by Alfred A. Knopf. Gates will read from the book and sign copies of it in a special event on Monday, March 31st, at the Miller Concert Hall in the Dirksen Fine Arts Building on WSU's campus. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin. I will ask maybe the toughest question of the interview now, which will be my final one, which is, do you feel any urge to kind of run for office in the upcoming years, perhaps the presidency?
Never. I've been married 47 years, and I think the response would be instant divorce.